I'm now convening the Prosper Portland Budget Committee for the purpose of approving the fiscal year 2018-19 budget. Carla, could you please read item number 483?
Approve the annual budget of Prosper Portland for fiscal year 2018-19.
The Budget Committee members received copies of Prosper Portland's initial budget approval change memo on Tuesday, May 8th, and a revised budget change memo on Tuesday, May 15th, that amends Resolution 7272, which is under consideration today. Do we need to recall the roll for this particular committee? So, Pam, I'm going to ask you, I guess, at this point. Carla, you get a break. Pam, could you please call the roll?
Fish? Oh. Saltzman?
Here.
Udaley?
Here.
Fritz?
Here.
Wheeler?
Here. I'm now calling for a motion to consider the changes to the proposed budget as presented in the change memo and Exhibit A.
So moved.
We have a motion and a second, and now we have Prosper Portland staff who are going to discuss changes included in the change memo. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mayor Wheeler, commissioners. Our budget officer, Tony Barnes, is here to talk through the changes that reflect the changes in the proposed budget that the city put forward, and we're here to answer any questions that you might have.
Good afternoon, Mayor Wheeler, commissioners. I'm Tony Barnes, finance manager of Prosper Portland. Before you are in the resolution is the revised change memo attached. Exhibit A to the resolution amends the proposed budget presented on May 9th with several adjustments necessary to balance the budget and align the Prosper Portland with the City of Portland budget that was approved just now. Changes being recommended include $200,000 in general fund resources that are programmed for Venture Portland, the Catalytic Initiative, Investment Initiative, $150,000 in general fund resources to support the Portland Brownfields Program, an increase of $227,000 for community development block grant program funds associated with the Economic Opportunity Initiative that's based on the federal budget and PHB-approved budget, a decrease of $1 million in expenditures in the York and Convention Center URA that won't expand next fiscal year, so we're moving those resources out to following fiscal year based on the timing of planned program expenditures in that district. And then finally, two adjustments to the housing set aside to match the Portland Housing Bureau's approved budget. Both one changes in the Lentz urban renewal area and one in the interstate urban renewal area. So those are based on timing of set aside expenditures and disbursement of cash for the set aside from PHB. And that concludes the recommended changes that's included in Exhibit A to the resolution and the change memo.
Very good. Colleagues, any further questions? I'm now calling for individual amendments to the memo from commissioners, if you have any. I don't believe we have any. Therefore, I'm calling for any public testimony.
We have one.
Let's hear them.
Ashley Henry.
Come on up, Ashley. Ashley, if you could state your name.
Sure. Hello, I'm Ashley Henry. I'm here representing Business for a Better Portland. We're a membership organization here and sent you a letter. And I wanted to thank you for restoring the funding to Prosper Portland's budget that supports underrepresented entrepreneurs. We were really pleased with the response that we got from our members and other companies in Portland. We submitted a letter to you that had over 125 companies supporting the work of Prosper Portland to support underrepresented entrepreneurs. Our members mostly have benefited from countless opportunities that often aren't afforded to underrepresented entrepreneurs, and it was really important to us that we utilize this as an opportunity to demonstrate that we believe that when our community thrives as a whole, that's really what creates a more prosperous business economy, and we wanted to call your attention to that budget item and are very grateful that you chose to support it. I also wanted to let you know that subsequent to that, there was a subcommittee meeting of your Council of Economic Advisors, Mayor, and our board chair, Mata Zepeda, talked with some of the other folks on that subcommittee and suggested that in honor of your call for more public-private partnerships, that our members would also be called upon to meet the $100,000 match, or to match the $100,000 that Prosper Portland provides in technical assistance to the beneficiaries, the companies that benefit from the Inclusive Business Resource Network. So we are about $35,000 towards that $100,000 goal from our members right now, and we'll be putting out a broader request to ask for them to provide in-kind or low bono services to the businesses that support, that receive support from Prosper Portland. So I just wanted to let you know that.
So thank you. Is it director or president, Henry?
Oh, I'm the executive director.
Your Royal Highness, will that suffice? The executive director, you're doing an outstanding job. And I really appreciate you, first of all, taking up the call, and second of all, leveraging that with your membership and going out there and selling it to the community, selling it to business owners and operators, and building that network of support. It means a lot to me personally, and it means a lot to the community at large. Thank you for that.
Thank you. We look forward to working with you again.
Very good. Thank you. So that is that for public testimony. I'm now calling to entertain a motion to vote to approve the budget amendments in Exhibit A of the resolution 7272 as amended.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Now we will vote to approve the budget as amended. Please call the roll, Pam.
Fish? Saltzman?
Aye.
Udaley?
Well, I'm particularly pleased to see the programs for underrepresented entrepreneurs funded, and I want to thank Ashley for her advocacy and for being here today. And it's just really a pleasure to have a progressive business voice in City Hall. So thank you, and I.
Fritz?
Thank you, Executive Director Kimberly Branham, and all of your staff and the Prosper Portland Board. This is a lot smoother than it's been in many years in the past, and so that's a good thing. We do still have long-term questions about the future of Prosper Portland for another day, and this budget does prioritize the work that we want to see out of Prosper Portland. I'm very happy to support it. Aye.
Wheeler?
I vote aye. The budget is approved as amended, and thank you all. Thank you, Kimberly. Thank you to your team. Thank you to the budget folks. The meeting of the Prosper Portland Budget Committee is now adjourned. Colleagues, our next item is a time